Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Wilderness medical training offered. The second annual Wilderness First Responder Certification Course, geared for environmental and social justice activists, will be held on February 21st through March 3rd in lovely Portland, Oregon, Cascadia Bioregion. Cascadia Health Educators, now a project of a 501c3 organization, MASH Collective, Medicine for Activists Seeking Health and Healing, and the Fund for Wild Nature, are sponsoring the training as a service to the movement. We're putting a tremendous amount of volunteer time and energy into putting on this course and need your help recruiting more students for a meet a minimum of 24. This 80-hour-plus course is particularly excellent training for activists and medic observers, as you will learn to treat a wide range of injuries with a minimum of equipment. Students will learn to assess for head and spinal injuries, stabilize or evacuate serious trauma, recognize and treat heat stroke, hypothermia, and other common backcountry threats to health, splint a broken limb, irrigate and treat a wound, and perhaps most importantly, to be more calm and focused in high-stress situations. Daily scenarios incorporate unusual circumstances activists and medics might confront. Students learn to effectively use the language of the emergency medical system and receive Red Cross CPR training and certification. The Wilderness First Responder Certification is recognized worldwide, and many fun outdoor jobs require it. See www.firstlead.com for more info about the trainer. Here's the details. Class size is limited to 30 people. The course tuition is $500, which includes training materials and some good books. Applications are now being accepted, and a $250 deposit to secure a spot is required by December 15th. The balance is due the first day of the training. Applicants are encouraged to find sponsorship within their circles. We feel participants are better placed to be soliciting financial assistance, but are trying to help as much as we can. We have materials available that can be given to friends, family, affinity groups, or campaign organizers to help acquire the necessary funds. Please contact us for further support if needed. Lunches will be served on site, housing will be free, and you won't find a better deal for Wilderness First Responder training anywhere, nor one geared entirely toward our needs as activist medics. Supplemental trainings now required for Wilderness First Responder certification will include street medicing, including chemical weapon decontamination protocols and techniques, and herbal first aid and health support training by Black Cross Health Collective's Colette Gardner. For information and to receive an application, please write to the MASH Collective, P.O. Box 42566, Portland, Oregon 97242. That's MASH Collective, P.O. Box 42566, Portland, Oregon 97242, or write to MASH, M-A-S-H-H, at wildrockies.org. That's M-A-S-H-H at wildrockies.org. Two Oregon plants listed as endangered. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has added two rare southwestern Oregon plants, Cook's Lomatium and large-flowered woolly meadowfoam, to the federal list of endangered species. Cook's Lomatium, a member of the carrot family, is a small perennial plant with pale yellow flowers. Meadowfoam, a member of the false mermaid family, is a small annual plant with whitish petals and fuzzy leaves. Both plants grow in a type of seasonal wetland known as a vernal pool in the Agate Desert in Jackson County, Oregon. Biologists estimate that as much as 90% of this habitat type has disappeared because of urbanization, residential and industrial development, changes in water usage, road construction and maintenance, livestock grazing, agricultural development, and unauthorized off-road vehicle use. The vernal pool fairy shrimp, already listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, has also been discovered in some of the vernal pools that are home to the two plants in the Agate Desert. We thank the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the